To my dear distinguished friend Imam Shibriti, to my distinguished friend Imam Shamshad, and to all of my brothers and sisters here at the IEC. First of all, I want to let you know that I'm going to be very brief. I'm not going to preach because I have a bad leg. I cannot stand very long, and therefore, if I tried to preach, I would probably fall down. I have enjoyed my experience here with you for the last year, and I wanted to come to encourage you to continue the work that you're doing here in this community. I am profoundly and immensely impressed with the commitment of the IEC and your commitment to educate your young people in the way of piety. I encourage you, whatever you have to do, to continue to encourage and educate our youth, do that. Also, let me back up and say, I appreciate this man here, Imam Shibriti. He is one of the finest human beings I have met. He is one of the finest human beings I have met. He may not be perfect like you, but he is one of the finest human beings I have met. He is a man of piety. And so I encourage you to support him.
Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad salawa.
Amen. That's what I want to hear. The other thing is, I am deeply and profoundly impressed with the homeless ministry, the feeding of the homeless that I have participated in several times. Lately, I have not been able to come because I am suffering with a bad leg. I injured my back and my hip, and therefore, Brother Ayaz, I have not been able to come, but I will get back in the groove. And I will start working again, feeding the homeless, helping the poor, empowering those who are down and out. This is the work of God. This is the work of God. Social justice is one of the highest levels of piety that we can embrace. And so I want to work with you to do what I can to help this community. Amen? I am also the spiritual advisor for a family out of Timbuktu, Mali, West Africa. It is the Yatata family. They are the owners of a major collection of manuscripts. Some of these manuscripts are dating back to the 14th, 15th, and 16th century. This coming August, at the Shrine of the Black Madonna and or at the Fellowship, and I will be giving you more information about that. We will be having an exhibition of these manuscripts. There are some 50 of them. And in communication with the family, I have been telling them about you, about the work that you have been doing, feeding the poor and educating our young people in the teachings of the Quran, in the teachings of the Blessed Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. I have been telling the family about you, and the family has agreed that some of the revenue proceeds that we will receive from this exhibition in August, we're going to be giving a gift to the IEC school. Amen? Because we love what you're doing. I am. I'm coming to a conclusion. It's strange how God uses me. I read the Bible. I'm a student of both the Bible and the Quran. Both of them I study simultaneously. And so I embrace Muhammad and Jesus. I embrace all of the prophets. Because all of the prophets teach us about who Allah is, who God is. And so we're living in a time now. We're living in a time now where it's crucial upon all of us who profess religion to be sincere about love. Love the Lord your God with all of our hearts, with all of our souls, with all of our minds, with all of our strength. What does the Lord require of us? The book of Malachi teaches us, but to do justice and love mercy and to walk humbly with God. I encourage you to continue the work here. And there are other people that I know outside of this mosque who I have told about you. And they're going to be supporting this work. Imam Shibridi will be speaking at one of our events in the future. And we will continue to work with this mosque. And I want to let the community know how I appreciate the hospitality that this community has shown me, Imam Shibridi has shown me during my time of sickness. May God bless you. May God keep you, and may Allah make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you and give you peace. God bless you.
Amen.
Amen. I'd like to thank Mr. Ravan Lister for his great words for our community. Although I do not want to hear my own praises, I want to hear about the community. And that is what it's important for us, that this community and his view, since he's coming from last year, he came before the holy month Ramadan for giving the leaflets that I can remember. And since then, he has been close to this community, and he has been participating in iftar dinners. He also came with for many discussions. We had many debates about various subjects, and that is one of the very interesting things that I found him very open personality that likes to discuss and debate. And we also honor for his work that he has been helping for interfaith programs, inviting the rest of the ministries to our center, and we hope that inshallah this work will continue with his help, and he will need his help in the future as well. For his well-being, for his health, please recite the salawat.